scoop. You've got some breaking news, a scoop in many, many ways.
Hello, Jared. The Brisbane Lions have entered the race for Joe Danaher is what we can...
I like it when you get a story.
...report to you tonight. The man that was obviously well-courted by the Sydney Swans, then requested a trade, was denied that trade, hasn't been able to get on the park. Now, there's a caveat with this, Jared, is that both Brisbane and indeed his own club, who are yet to offer him a contract extension, want to actually see him play some footy this year before they go down the lines of negotiations. He's obviously a very difficult player to surmise in as far as value, Jared, because he hasn't played
for the best part. He's got no value right now. Right now he's got no value because he can't play.
That's right. So if he can get on the park, and Essendon continuously say he's getting better, had that calf hiccup a couple of weeks ago. But this is the interesting part of the whole story, Jared, is that the Brisbane Lions, really since David Noble arrived there from Adelaide, have become one of the destination clubs in the competition. They lured Lachie Neal away. Yep. They lured Luke Hodge out of retirement.
Charlie Cameron.
Grant Birchall. He brought Charlie Cameron with him from Adelaide. Yep. So the Noble effect is what some players are privately referring to it as, is certainly becoming a bit of a thing.
It is one of the more extraordinary injuries I've seen in football in my time.
Danaher's.
Yep. Because soft tissue is going to heal in a matter of weeks. So we got to tick that off. So if you're going to have surgery, that's going to heal in a matter of months. So we can tick that off.
Yeah.
So what is the injury? That is the question that remains.
You're not convinced it's osteitis pubis?
I've got no idea what it is.
Yep.
I mean, if it's osteitis pubis, surely over a two-year period you can get on top of that. I mean, there hasn't been anybody else in the game that's been affected to this length.
He had surgery, the same surgery that both Dan Menzel and Buddy Franklin had by the same surgeon in Sydney. That's when he went to Tom Harley's house.
Understand that.
And it hasn't worked, has it? So he hasn't been able to play.
So if it hasn't worked, was the diagnosis incorrect? I mean, this is the point I keep making about this injury. If you've had all of these things tried, are they nailing the diagnosis? Because if you've had surgery and it hasn't worked, what does it say?
Just before we get to Richard, I'm keen to get his point, his perspective on whether he'd be a good fit at the Brisbane Lions from an on-field perspective. The other part of this story, Jared, is that there is a link between Brisbane and Joe.
Yes.
Now, the head of medical at the Brisbane Lions, a guy by the name of Peter Blanche, was the Australian Institute of Sport for a long time. He was the head of medical at Essendon in 2017, the year that Danaher was All-Australian full forward and won the best and fairest. So clearly there is some sort of feeling from the Danaher camp that if anyone's going to get him right, it might be the guy that last saw him at the peak of his powers.
But by saying that, Scoop, the implication is he's still not right.
That's right. True.
And if he's
The mystery, Jared.
And if he's not playing, then he's not right. So the question is, if you're trying to recruit him, when is he going to be right?